Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Despite what many believe, our nation's suicide rate does not increase during the holiday season. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. suicide rate dropped some 3% in 2020, with December ranked last among months for average daily suicides. Statistics show that the rate peaks in the spring and the fall. It may also come as a surprise to most, but more people survive suicide attempts than actually die. The victims often are seriously injured and in need of medical care. Those who attempt suicide and survive may have serious injuries like broken bones, brain damage, or organ failure. The effects of a suicide can be far-reaching. Friends, family members, and even whole communities can be affected. Family and friends of people who commit suicide may feel anger, guilt, and depression. The medical cost and lost wages associated with suicide takes their toll on those closest to the victim. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.